Continuing the conversation with me on recognizing and helping our local veterans is Daniel Seafer, American Legion National Commander. Good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Yes, good morning, Christine.
Now, the American Legion is on a mission to prevent suicide among our veterans with your Be the One campaign. Can you tell me more about this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is something that's really personal to us. Really pulls on the heart, and talking about purpose and relevance. And, you know, it's okay to talk about it as a campaign, but it's really more than that. And it's not just a little slogan or a catchy title, but really be the one, again, to lower that veteran suicide rate. Be the one to save one veteran at a time. And every life is important. You know, Christine, I can give you statistics on whether it's 17, 18, 22. I think maybe our viewers know and listeners about the that suicide rate and probably heard it many a times. But even this statistic, which maybe some people don't and have not heard, but 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. Do you know that is more than all the deaths combined, starting with Korea, all the way to the present? That is staggering.
It's sad. It's definitely sad, staggering.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we are embracing this Be the One. We feel that as the largest veterans organization in the world, with our 12,000 posts out there and our nearly 3 million family members, with our auxiliary, our sons, our riders, and of course our legionnaires, that we can truly, truly make a difference in lowering that number.
So when we're talking about making a difference in lowering that number, because the obvious goal would be zero. So how do my listeners step in to help with this goal? How do other veterans step in to help with the goal?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You don't have to be a member or not. Obviously, we would love to have everyone eligible to be a member of the American Legion, but it's more than this a membership. We're talking about saving lives here. That's how personal it is. That's how relevant and with purpose it is. But for all of us, and that comes with the training, we want to ask those hard questions. When we are aware of a situation, sometimes people are afraid. They don't want to get involved because, you know, it's a family issue, or I don't feel comfortable in getting involved in those things. But to have that comfort level, to be able to save a life and change a life, comes with asking those tough questions. You know, do you have suicidal ideations? You know, are you thinking about hurting yourself, you know, or taking your life, you know, coming right out? And some people are, it's like, oh, but we don't want to trigger anything. No, you need to ask those questions, but then to follow it up by listening. That's the key, is to let people come and just vent and talk. You know, as a pastor, that's my profession, as an ordained minister, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, I have people come into my office for counseling, and they'll say, Pastor, you have a minute? You know, that kind of saying. It's more than a minute, obviously. But after they're done talking, I don't say a word. They'll be like, Pastor, I feel so much better. And it's so much gratification that I receive just listening. And I think it's that people need to know that I can go to you because you're caring through listening. But then it's that following up. And then everybody can do that as well. And it's the following up, is knowing the resources out there. And so the big one is, in case of a crisis, because what would happen if somebody says yes? Then it's the follow-up is that 988 number. That's the National Suicide Hotline, right? 988, but for us as veterans, we dial 1 because then it hones in on a veteran issue. We know that it's a veteran situation. And so those are those tools that you do need. And then, again, that training. For us to learn more about this, I want people to learn and go to betheone.org. You can even sign up for some training as well. We have partnered up with Columbia University to reach out to learn more. Now, the whole goal on this is not to be mental health experts, even though the mental health month is the month of May. We don't want to be an expert. We're not trying to be the Legionnaire Counselor of the Year. We just want to be aware aware of this situation and be willing to help our brothers and sisters.
So again, anyone, whether you've served or actually even are related to a military person, but they can check out BeTheOne.org, because you never know if you will end up being that lifeline to that service member who just needs that little extra help, right?
Absolutely. That's why we also created the Buddy Check. This is something that we had in place for a few years, and somebody said, well, is that just for you and your organization? I was like, no, it's not trademark. We just want people to be aware and communicate. I think sometimes we get so immersed in our phone, you know, that in silence, you know, we do our tapping and our writing. We forget to talk and communicate. And so even the VA has picked up this Buddy Check, and we're partnering with them more. And we just want more and more veterans and more, even everybody just coming and saying, hey, how's it going? Or that simple, even saying a thank you for your service. Just that communication does go a long way and mean a lot. But sometimes when we get done serving, that isolation starts to come in and we're alone. Sometimes people feel empty or they feel worthless. We don't want people to feel that way. We don't want our service members to ever feel that way. That's why we say, join us, be a part of us, and let's continue to change lives and save lives together.
No, indeed. Let's save lives of those who have served and who are still with us. But talking Memorial Day, which is officially tomorrow, what would your words to the rest of the public about honoring those who have given the ultimate sacrifice on that day?
Yes, absolutely. And that is to remember. I know sometimes we place this weekend and in the event, you know, the beginning of summer. And sometimes people, you know, when we talked about being uncomfortable, sometimes they're like, well, what should we say? Is it Happy Memorial Day? Or they don't feel like we should be celebrating and things like that. Well, we take time. It's okay to have a burger, a brat, and enjoy life, obviously. But, take time aside, pause a moment, and remember the cost of freedom. Freedom is not free. And I think not only do we all need to remember that, but let's teach it to our young, too, our children and our grandchildren. And let's never, ever forget the cost of freedom. People laid down their lives so that we could be in this country of ours and be free. I think that is the most important, especially the cost of life, that ultimate sacrifice, just like you said.
Well, thank you for that. And again, the BeTheOne.org campaign mission with the American Legion. You can check out that to help save a life of our veterans. And if somebody wanted to know more information on the American Legion, what website can they check out?
Yeah, so just simply go to legion.org, learn more about our family, and also with suicide prevention, with our mission, simply betheone.org as well.
Great. Thank you again for your time today, Daniel C. Hafer, American Legion National Commander. Hope you have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.